The contentious topic of doctor-assisted suicide is in the spotlight once again. Gloria Taylor is one of five plaintiffs making their case in BC Supreme Court starting tomorrow. On the line with us now is Grace Pasteen with the BC Civil Liberties Association, which is another one of those plaintiffs. Grace, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Why is the Civil Liberties getting involved?
Well, we believe that all Canadians should have the right to a dignified, compassionate, and peaceful death. And we think that what is at issue here is respecting patients' rights, patients' choice, and compassion for the dying person and respect for that person's wishes. So that's why we decided to launch this case.
All right, and maybe just going back through the history of it, can you tell us a little bit about Gloria Taylor? Why does she want assisted suicide, and what is she exactly suffering from?
Certainly. Gloria Taylor is a British Columbia woman with ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And that is a fatal neurodegenerative disease that has no known cure or effective treatment, and essentially slowly leaves individuals completely incapacitated and paralyzed. Gloria began to experience early symptoms of her disease in 2003, and then she was diagnosed with it in 2009, and her condition has steadily deteriorated since then. And Gloria is asking the court for the right to die with dignity when the time comes. She believes that she should be able to make the choice about how much suffering she should endure based on her own beliefs and her own values, and that is not a decision that the government should make for her.
And what's Gloria's condition right now? How far progressed is her condition?
Gloria is in the later stages of the disease. Although she is still able to live independently, she requires more and more support to be able to do so. And it's more and more difficult for her to do the types of activities that most people would take for granted, like opening up a jar or going for a walk outside her house. Gloria is really feeling the effects of her disease.
Mm-hmm. Will she actually be in court?
She will be attending at court, yes.
Okay. Haven't we been down this road before with Sue Rodriguez and her unsuccessful fight in the courts to end her life with the doctor's help?
We have. And so Sue Rodriguez brought her case before the court about 20 years ago. And as you probably know, it was unsuccessful, and it resulted in a very divided court. The court issued a 5-4 decision in that case. We really felt that the time was right to bring the issue back before the court, and we were committed to doing things a bit differently this time. The reasons why we thought it was time to bring the case, a similar case, back before the court. That one reason is that a number of countries now around the world have enacted assisted dying legislation in some form, everywhere from the Netherlands to Belgium to Colombia to a variety of states in the U.S., like Washington, Oregon, and Montana. And what the experiences in those places have showed is that fears about assisted dying are unfounded.
Yeah, sorry, we're almost out of time. I just want to get to those fears. So what do you say to the people that say, you know, it's open to the abuses, like victimizing the elderly and disabled? How do you counter that?
Well, what we think is very important to emphasize is that what exists now is an unregulated, covert back alley. And patients who are suffering at the end of life are often turning to violent and drastic means to end their suffering. Our view is that medically assisted deaths, which I should say happen already, should be done in the best of circumstances under true safeguards instead of the botched attempts and violent suicides that we see now. So our message is really that regulation rather than the criminalization of choice in dying provides the best protection for individuals.
Grace, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and good luck with your case tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
That was Grace Pasteen, good night, with the BC Civil Liberties Association, talking about doctor-assisted suicide, which is back in the spotlight with a case going to the BC Supreme Court once again tomorrow.